Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。
Oh, Jesus, we gather together in your name.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们奉你的名聚集在一起。
We come into your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
我们以感恩的心来到你的同在里。
Oh, we come with nothing in our hands, we cling to your cross.
主，我们两手空空地来到你的面前，我们就依靠着你的十字架。
Above all things, we want to enter into your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
超越所有的一切，我们的心就是带着感恩来到你的同在里。
As we begin this new year, we ask that you will crown the year with your presence.
当我们进入这新的一年，我们恳求你以你的同在成为我们这一年的冠冕。
Open our ears to hear what you have to say to us as we start the new year.
当我们开始这新的一年，求你开通我们的耳朵，来听你要对我们所说的话。
Oh, Jesus, speak your words.
Oh, 主耶稣，求你向我们说话。
Encourage us, we are your children.
你来鼓励我们，我们是你的孩子。
And we desire to climb up on your lap this morning and hear from you.
今天早上，我们渴望来爬上你的膝头，来听你对我们说的话。
Oh, Holy Spirit, anoint us.
Oh, 圣灵，求你来膏抹我们。
As we begin again another year, pour out your Spirit upon us.
当我们开始这又一个新的一年，求你把你的圣灵倾倒在我们当中。
We thank you we can live by the life of the Son of God in us.
我们感谢你，我们可以靠着住在我们里面神儿子的生命而活。
We pray that you will wash us in your precious blood.
我们恳求你用你的宝血来洗净我们。
Cleanse our heart.
洁净我们的心。
Anoint us with your Spirit.
以你的灵膏抹我们。
And we will give you all the glory and all the praise.
我们把所有的尊荣和赞美归给你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Good morning, Good New Year, Happy New Year.
早安，新年好。
I understand this is the Chinese New Year.
我知道我们今天是中国的新年。
And you gather together with your family at the beginning of the new year.
在新的一年里，你们与家人们团聚在一起。
And all of us who receive Jesus Christ, we're part of his family.
而我们所有接受耶稣基督的人，我们都是他家里的人。
We want to hear what our sister Alice is going to sing for us this morning, and that we are channels.
我们想要来听圣秋姐妹要给我们分享的诗歌，我们都是她的运河。
Let us open our heart to hear the message for us.
让我们打开我们的心，听这首诗歌所对我们说的信息。
Sister Alice?
Yes.哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。是的，我们求主打开我们那属灵的心，属灵的眼睛，让我们更多的明白神的心意。赞美耶稣。我已得蒙宝血洗净，尝过天上的喜乐，得着生命充满圣灵，好使我沉溺运河。 主，我不过是你允和，你要流出你生命。求你用我解人干渴，无有时间无止境。不过主，我已祝福云和，云给思维的客人，云给他们救恩快乐，并赐满足的福身。主，我不过是你云和，你要流出你生命。求你用我解人干渴，无有时间无止境。倒空好让你来充满，接近好让你失灵。无力只有你的能干，随你命令来供应。主，我不过是你云和，你要流出你生命。求你用我解人干渴，无有时间无止境。救主，求将圣灵充满，这个已经奉献身，好让火水如何一般从我里面直流奔。主，我不过是你云和，你要流出你生命。求你用我解人干渴，无有时间无止境。主，我不过是你云和，你要流出你生命。求你用我解人干渴，无有时间无止境。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。是的，主啊，让我们更多的知道，主，我们靠着我们自己，我们什么都不能啊。主啊，我们不过是你的运河，是主你所拣选，哦，成为哦君尊的祭司，哦，哈利路亚。主啊，是的，主帮助我们更多的卑微，更多的俯伏在你的面前，哈利路亚。主啊，因为你也说过，凡至高的必降为卑，自甘卑微的必升为高。让我们更多的哦，在主的面前更多的倒空，倒空，好让你自己来充满我们，来洁净我们。哦，主啊，让我们能够成为主你所能够使用的这个器皿，让我们的这一个器皿哦是空的，是能够让主的生命这样流露出来的。主啊，我们赞美你。主啊，哦，在这个新的一年，哦，这个旧历的新年当中，主，我们说这是我们的祷告，我们的祈求，帮助我们，让我们更多的看见我们是软弱的，我们必须要来依靠主你自己。赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 谢谢你耶稣。
Yes, each one of us is a channel for the Lord to flow through us.
是的，我们每一个人都是一个运河，让主从我们里面流出。
There are those around us who need to find Jesus.
我们周围的人需要来找到耶稣。
And we need to be an empty vessel.
我们需要成为一个倒空的器皿
，and a clean vessel，
一个洁净的器皿。
Well, that means empty of ourselves and our own ideas.
那就意味着要倒空我们的自己，还有我们自己的意见。
To be filled with the will of God.
来被神的旨意充满。
And He wants to think His thoughts through us.
他渴望透过我们来思想他自己的思想。
And oh, we need to be a clean vessel.
哦、oh, ，我们需要成为一个洁净的器皿。
He has His precious blood available for us to wash us and make us clean.
他的宝血一直在有，一直有功效，要洗净我们，使我们干净。
On the calendar, the first day of the year is a clean slate.
在我们新的一年，在日历上第一天是空白的。
And oh, that the Lord would make our hearts clean and white from the power of His precious blood.
Oh, 但愿主借着他的宝血的大能洗净我们的心，就像成为一个空白的白纸一样。
And every day of the year, we need to give ourselves to the Lord and say, "Make me clean, Lord Jesus, make me clean."
而在我们新年的每一天，我们都要再次把我们的心献给我们的主，对他说：“主，求你让我干净，求你把我洗干净。”
I want to surrender myself so completely to you that I am an empty vessel.
我要把我自己这样完全的献给你，好让我成为一个倒空的器皿。
That you can fill me with your own spirit.
好让你使你的圣灵充满我。
Many times we fall into the habit of doing our own will and going our own way.
很多的时候我们就成为一种习惯，做我们自己的事，行使我们自己的旨意。
And the Holy Spirit wants to correct us.
圣灵想要来纠正我们。
He wants to help us to empty ourselves.
他想要帮助我们倒空我们自己。
Every time we surrender to Him, we find we have great peace.
每一次我们把自己降服于他，我们就发现我们找到极大的平安。
And He takes over to fill us with His Spirit.
他就来接管我们，以他的圣灵充满我们。
And that living water that He puts in us will flow out to others.
他放在我们里面的活水就能够涌流出来，流到周围的人身上。
So we gather together this morning and say, "Fill me, Lord, fill me with Your Spirit."
所以今天早上我们聚集在这里，对主说：“主啊，求你充满我，以你的圣灵充满我。”
I want to be a channel of Your blessing.
我渴望成为你祝福的管道。
The most important thing is to do Your will this year, dear Lord.
在这新的一年里，最重要的事就是来遵行你的旨意。
Oh, we can't live the whole year at once. We go one day at a time.
我们不可能一次就把整个一年过完了，我们需要一天一天的过。
But at the beginning of this year, we should make a full surrender.
但在这新年的开始，我们需要做一个完全的奉献。
Tell him you're his child.
告诉他你是他的孩子。
You want to be altogether belong to him.
你渴望全然的属于他。
You're willing for him to be the leader and you the follower.
你乐意让他成为你的领袖，你做他的跟随者。
We're talking about children today. We're one of the child. We're a child of the Lord Jesus.
我们今天会讲到小孩子，我们是主耶稣的小孩子。
I know when my grandchildren came to visit us, and we were walking across the street, my son took a hold of the child's hand to walk with them across the street.
最近我的孙辈们来拜访我们，我的儿子就在他们过马路的时候就拉着小孩子的手过马路。
But the little boy said, no, no, I do, I go.
我们这个小男孩说，不不，我要自己走。
And he broke loose from his father's hand in the traffic.
在交通的当中，他就挣脱了他父亲的手。
And my son just grabbed hold of him, picked him up, and carried him in his arms.
我的儿子就把他抓住，一下把他抱在自己的怀里。
I was walking behind and I was laughing. I said, that's a picture of our Lord Jesus.
我在他们后面走，我就在那笑，我说，这就是我们主耶稣的一幅图画。
The boy didn't understand the danger he was in with trucks and cars passing.
小孩子不知道他所面临的危险，在街道上有车辆来往。
But my son knew better, and he just picked him up in his arms and he carried him.
但我的儿子知道，所以他就把他抱起来，抱在怀里。
And the boys cried and screamed and didn't want him to hold him.
小男孩又哭又闹，不愿意爸爸抱着他。
Sometimes we're that way.
有的时候我们也是这样的。
And we determined to go our own way and do our own thing.
你知道，我们决定要自己做，我们要做自己的事，走自己的路。
We don't understand. Our Heavenly Father knows best.
我们并不了解，我们的天父知道最好的，他最知道。
He steps in and he picks us up and keeps us safe.
他就来把我们抱起来，保守我们的平安。
Oh, to be a child that yielded to him.
哦，作为一个小孩子，完全的顺服他。
In the very first chapter of the book of John,
在约翰福音的第一章，
we read of how Jesus came to his own, but they didn't receive him.
我们读到主耶稣到他自己的人这里来，他们却不接待他。
They wanted their own way.
他们要走自己的路。
They wanted to keep their own traditions.
他们要持守他们自己的传统。
They were full of their own ideas.
他们满了自己的意见。
So when he came into this world, they would not receive him.
所以当主耶稣来到世上，世人却不接待他。
But 1 John chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as received him, to them he gave the power and the right to become children of God.
但约翰福音一章十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
He gives us the privilege of belonging to him.
他赐给我们这样的权柄，单单的属于他。
It says he gives the right to become children of God.
他说他赐给我们权柄做神的儿女。
To those who believe in him.
对那些信他名的人。
Oh, how wonderful it is to recognize that we are the children of God.
何等的美好，知道我们是神的儿女。
We don't belong to ourselves.
我们不属于自己。
We belong to someone who loves us more than we love ourselves.
我们属于那一位爱我们超过我们爱自己的那一位。
We believe in his name.
我们信靠他的名。
And each one of us have that privilege of saying, I'm a child of the king.
我们每一位都有这样的权柄，可以宣告说，我属于君王，我是王的儿女。
If we look at Matthew's gospel, he tells us how much children meant to the Lord Jesus.
如果我们看一看马太福音，我们就看到小孩子对主耶稣来说是多么的重要。
In chapter 18, we start with verse 1.
在十八章，马太福音十八章第一节。
At that time, the disciples then came to Jesus and asked, "Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
当时门徒进前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？
You see, there's so much pride in us that we want to be the best. We want to be the greatest.
你知道，在我们里面有这么多的骄傲，我们想要成为最好的，我们想要成为最大的。
That's part of our nature, our self-life, that we want to be first.
这是我们天性的一部分，这就是我们的己生命，我们想要做第一。
But of all things, when Jesus answered them, he called a little child to him and he put him in front of him.
但主耶稣回答门徒们，他就叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中。
He said, listen, unless you be changed and become as little children, you can't even enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说，你们要听着，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
And whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
凡自己谦卑向着小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Whoever receives a little child like this in my name receives me.
凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。
Well, and then he warns us that if you cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it's better for you if a millstone were around your neck and you were cast in the sea.
然后他警告我们说，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。
Jesus had a love for children.
主耶稣爱小孩子。
If we turn over to the next chapter of Matthew 19, verse 13, we read.
如果我们翻到下一章，马太福音第十九章第十三节。
Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray, but the disciples rebuked them.
那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。
They probably said, "What are you doing? Don't you know this is the master?"
也许他们在说，你们在干什么？难道你们不知道耶稣是我们的主吗？
You shouldn't bother him. You shouldn't disturb him.
你们不应该来打扰他。
No, I can see him putting their hand out and saying, "No, don't go there."
我好像看到他们把手放在这小孩子的身上说，不要去，不要去打扰耶稣。
Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven."
但耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。
And he laid his hands on them.
耶稣就给他们按手。
Yes, he blessed them.
是的，他祝福了小孩子。
Why did he say the children of the kingdom of heaven?
为什么他说在天国里的是像小孩子的人呢？
Well, a child when he's young, very young, he's very trusting.
当小孩子很小的时候，他们非常的信靠父母。
And they're believing.
他们相信他们。
And they're never full of worry and concern and fear.
他们从来不会满有烦恼或者有惧怕。
It's a wonderful state to be in.
那是一个非常美好的光景。
You know, they never wonder, What am I going to have to eat today? Will there be enough food for me?
他们从来不会说，今天我要吃什么东西呢？会不会有足够的食物给我吃呢？
I wonder how the mortgage bill will be paid.
我不知道我的房产，我的贷款需要付多少。
They know that their parents are going to take care of them.
他们知道他们的父母会来照管他们。
And every need they have, they will supply it for him.
他的父母会供应他们每一个需要。
It's so beautiful to look at children and see how trusting they are.
看到小孩子是何等的信靠父母，这是多么的美好。
It's only as they grow and develop their own self nature, they become demanding.
只有当他们越来越长大，他们自我的性情开始发展，他们才变得更加的要求别人。
And when they demand their own way and their own will, they sometimes come into danger.
当他们强求要按自己的方式，按自己的旨意而行的时候，有的时候他们就陷入危险。
Just like my little two-year-old grandson, he wanted to run across the street without his father's hand holding him.
就像我的两岁的孙儿一样，他过马路的时候不愿意让父亲牵着他的手。
But the father has more wisdom and just took him and carried him across.
但他的父亲有这样的智慧，就是把他抱起来，带他过了马路。
Sometimes we don't understand why our heavenly father corrects us.
有的时候我们不明白为什么我们的天父要来纠正我们。
It's because he is all wise. He has all knowledge and all understanding.
那是因为他是全有智慧的，他拥有所有的智慧和知识。
And he wants us to learn as his children to trust him.
他要我们作为他的小孩子学习信靠他。
Have the confidence that he knows best.
深信他知道最好的。
Sometimes it takes a few years to learn that, but that we need to surrender to him.
有的时候需要花很多年，我们才会学会，我们需要降服于他。
As we begin this new year today, I'm beginning a new year too.
当我们开始这新的一年，我也开始我的新的一年。
I had a birthday yesterday, so this is my new year.
昨天是我的生日，所以这是我的新的一年的开始。
And my desire is to remind myself I'm his child.
我的渴望就是来提醒我自己，我是他的孩子。
And I want to be more surrendered to him.
我渴望更多的降服于他。
I want to trust him as his child.
我渴望作为他的小孩子这样的信靠他。
Let him lead, let him direct.
让他来带领，让他来指引。
And belong altogether to him.
全然的属于他。
That's a peaceful life if we choose to be fully surrendered.
如果我们选择完全的降服于他，这是一种平安的生命。
And as his child, allow him to correct us.
而且作为他的小孩子，许可他来纠正我们。
That's why you correct your children. You know what's best for them.
那就是你为什么需要纠正你的孩子们，因为你要为他们好。
Today, I'm very concerned about our children.
今天我十分的关心我们的孩子们。
And now, I have grandchildren.
现在我已经有了孙辈们。
Some are teenagers, and some are just 2 and 4 year old.
有些是十几岁的青少年，有些是两岁或者四岁的小孩子。
And one of the special blessings I have as that my husband prays for them every day.
我所得到的一个特别的祝福是，我的先生每天都为他们祷告。
He brings them before the Lord Jesus.
他把他们带到主耶稣的面前。
And he prays for them.
他为他们祷告。
He prays and believes the Lord is going to keep them close to himself.
他为他们祷告，并且相信主耶稣会保守他们，使他们一直的靠近主。
The Lord hears our prayers.
主听我们的祷告。
It reminded me in my early life, my mother loved the Lord Jesus.
这提醒我，当我很小的时候，我的母亲也很爱主耶稣。
In fact, she even wanted to go to China to be a missionary at an orphanage.
实际上，她当时很想要去中国的一个孤儿院做宣教士。
But the door was closed during those years in the 1940s.
当时是1940年代。那时候神的门还没有开。
But I remember how she'd often tell me she met a missionary from Hunan at her Bible school, and she wanted to go help.
我一直记得她告诉我，在她的圣经学院里，她遇到了一个从湖南来的宣教士，她很想要去中国帮助他。
But then,She stayed home in the USA, and she also. Go ahead, Ruby.
但她一直就留在美国的家里。
And she fell in love with my father, and they got married, and they had two daughters.
她爱上了我的父亲，所以他们就结婚了，然后他们有两个女儿。
I was the youngest.
我是那个小女儿。
My sisters.Was named after my mother, Mary.
我的姐姐取了我母亲的名字，她叫玛丽，玛利亚。
And I was named after my grandmother, Martha.
而我是照着我祖母的名字起的，我的名字是马大。
Because I was born on Grandma's 50th birthday.
因为我是在我祖母的50岁生日那一天出生的。
So here we were in a family, and we were Mary and Martha.
所以在我们的家里，我们有马大和玛利亚。
My sister Mary was very earnest to love Jesus.
我的姐姐玛利亚非常的爱耶稣。
She loved to pray, and she loved to even fast and seek the Lord.
他喜爱祷告，他甚至喜爱禁食祷告，寻求主。
But I was Martha. I was busy working in the house and wanting to make everything look good and be right.
而我就像马大一样，喜欢做事情。我喜欢在家里面清洁打扫，喜欢看到每一件东西都是井井有条的。
But when I was in first or second grade, my mother spoke to us about receiving Jesus as our Savior.
在我们上一二年小学一二年级的时候，我们的母亲跟我们说要接受耶稣为我们的救主。
I can still remember our kneeling by our bed. My sister and I shared the same bedroom.
我仍然记得当时我和我的姐姐是住在同一个卧室里，我们就跪在床边向主祷告。
It was my mother that told us to ask Jesus to come into your heart.
我们的母亲告诉我们要请求耶稣进入到你的心里。
She saw by our actions that we were not perfect in any way.
他看到我们的行为没有一样是完全的。
There's that human nature in us that we got from Adam and Eve.
我们里面有从亚当夏娃来的旧的天性。
We were born in sin.
我们就生在罪中。
Just like David said, in sin I was conceived.
就像大卫王所说的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
It's natural, even as beautiful the little babies are and how dear they are, they have the sin nature.
这是天然的天性，就连那些美丽的、可爱的婴儿，他们生下来就有罪的天性。
And it doesn't take very long for brothers and sisters to say, No, I won't go there.
不需要多久，这些可爱的弟弟妹妹他们就会说，不，我不要去那个地方。
Or they're playing with their toys, and one reaches for the other's toy, and they said, mine, mine.
或者当他们一起玩玩具的时候，有一个人拿了另外一个人的玩具，他们就不高兴，会说，不，这是我的玩具。
My mother knew what that was when we were just 6 and 8 years old. There was a work of our flesh developing.
当我们六七岁的时候，我的母亲就看见在我们里面有着旧的天性，有肉体在发作。
And even though we had daily prayers at the table, and prayers before we went to bed at night, she saw we needed to be born again.
虽然我们每天都在餐桌上有谢饭祷告，在睡觉前也有祷告，但是她看到我们需要被神拯救。
The Apostle Paul says that we need that new birth.
使徒保罗说，我们需要这从圣灵来的重生。
Where all things are passed away and all things become new.
若有人在基督里，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
That's what Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus.
那也是耶稣告诉尼哥底母的。
You must be born again.
你必须要重生。
You were already born in sin.
你已经生在罪里。
But when you're born again, you're born of the Spirit of God.
但当你重生的时候，你是从神的灵生的。
And Christ comes to live within you.
基督就来到你的里面，住在你的里面。
He wants to fill us with his own nature, his own attitudes.
他渴望以他的性情，他的态度来充满我们。
Just like John said, as many as received him, he gave them the privilege to be called children of God.
正像约翰所写的，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
I thank the Lord that my mother saw that need, and she said, even though you've been going to Sunday school, and though you've been reading and learning about Jesus, you need to be born again.
我很感谢主，我的母亲看到了这个需要，她对我说，虽然你有上主日学，你学了很多的圣经，但是你需要重生。
And so as we knelt by that bed, we asked Jesus to come into our heart and be the Lord of our life.
所以当我和姐姐跪在床边，我们就向主求，求耶稣进到我们的心里，成为我们生命的救主。
What else my mother did for me is that she had trained in the Zion Faith Home started by Martha Robinson.
我母亲为我做的另外一件事是，她一直是接受罗宾森师母所建立的信心家庭的训练。
And one day, the ministers came from Zion, Illinois, here to Ohio to visit my mother.
有一天，西安城的信心家庭的一个牧者来到我母亲的家里来拜访她。
At that time, I was only 14 years old, and I was seeking for the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
那时我14岁，我在寻求受圣灵的洗。
My sister had received her baptism when she was 12.
我的姐姐在她十二岁的时候就受了圣灵的洗。
But it took longer for me, and I wondered why, but I kept asking Jesus to fill me with his spirit.
但我却需要更多的年日，我也不知道为什么，但是我就是求主以他的圣灵来充满我。
I realize that this time Jesus, when their friends were visiting from Illinois, their room was full of the presence of the Lord.
这一次我意识到，当母亲的朋友们从西安城的信心家庭来拜访他的时候，在我们的房间里充满了主耶稣奇妙的同在。
I looked around and everybody had their eyes closed and they were praying, but never anybody spoke out.
我向四周看了看，每个人都闭着眼睛，没有人说话。
I just remember how peaceful it was and how wonderful it was.
我只记得当时是这样的平安，这样的美好。
You probably remember me saying, I became addicted to the presence of the Lord Jesus.
你们可能听我说过，我就对主耶稣的同在上瘾了。
That's why I'm still addicted. I want more of his wonderful presence in me and with me.
而我今天仍然在对此上瘾，我渴望有更多的主耶稣的同在在我里面，与我同在。
I love these times we get together on Zoom because I sense that same wonderful presence of the Lord.
我非常喜爱跟你们在一起在 Zoom 上聚会的时间，因为在这里我同样的经历到那美好的同在。
I come before him as an empty vessel.
我到他面前作为一个倒空的器皿。
And I say, Oh Jesus, fill me with your spirit.
我对他说，哦，耶稣，用你的灵来充满我。
I want to be a vessel of yours.
我渴望成为你的器皿。
And I have just said to one of my sons came to visit for my birthday, and I said to him, These are the happiest days of my life.
我的儿子最近来到我的家里拜访我，因为是我的生日。我对他说，这是我生命中最美好的日子。
Every time I join the Zoom with you, there's a wonderful sense of his presence.
每一次我上线跟你们一起聚会，就有那个美好的感受，感受到他的同在。
At that time, my motherA few years later, she opened her home for cell group meetings.
在几年以后，我的母亲就打开她的家，开始了小组聚会。
And then we experienced that same glory in our home.
在我们的家里，我们也经历了那同样的荣耀。
Sometimes we just sat there silently in his presence and adored him.
有的时候我们就是在安静地坐在那里来爱慕他，来享受他。
And all the things that were troubling us or seemed like problems, they disappear in his presence.
所有烦扰我们的那些困难，那些问题，在他的同在里就消失了。
And we realize he's taking care of everything.
我们就意识到他在接管，他在照顾每一件事情。
As we put it in his hands, he's working out the problems.
当我们把这些问题放在他的手中，他就为我们解决了一切的问题。
By the time I graduated from high school at 18, the door opened for me to go to the faith homes in Zion, Illinois.
当我18岁从高中毕业的时候，神也为我开了门，去到西安城的信心家庭。
And I learned more about being surrendered to Jesus.
我就学习了更多怎样向主耶稣降服。
Over 50 years ago, I made a consecration to him.
在50多年前，我向他做了完全的奉献。
I wrote it out and told him I give my life to him, my plans in the future, my ideas of marriage.
我就在纸上写下我对他的奉献，把我的未来，把我的婚姻，把一切都献给他。
And when I went to serve him, the Lord led me to a church in Canada.
当我开始服侍他的时候，神带领我到了一个加拿大的一个教会。
And that church was a branch of the work in New York where we go to Pilgrim Camp.
这个教会就是我们纽约营会教会的一个分支。
It was quite wonderful. They prayed, they waited in the presence of the Lord too in their meetings.
非常的美好，在他们的聚会当中，他们也在安静等候神。
No, in the Old Testament, when they were building the temple, there's a sentence there that says they built the temple without the sound of a hammer.
在旧约里，旧约圣经里描述建圣殿的过程里，有一句经文说，在建圣殿的时候没有锤子的响声。
That's a clue that God does his work, some of his greatest work, in silence.
那是一个记号，有的时候当神做他最伟大的工作的时候，他是在安静中做工的。
As we come before him in our cell groups, we should practice silence.
当我们在小组聚会中来到他的同在里，我们要操练安静。
That's a time when God is emptying us of ourselves and filling us with himself.
在安静的时间里，神就在倒空我们自己，以他的自己来充满我们。
And I find many times that affects my whole physical being.
很多的时候，我发现那对我的身体都有帮助。
And it doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are, he satisfies us.
不管你是年轻的还是年长的，他都会满足我们。
And he strengthens us with might in the inner man.
他以大能使我们里面的人刚强起来。
And when we rise to go about our duties, we take Jesus with us.
当我们起来做每天的事情的时候，我们就带着耶稣的同在而去。
And we learn to depend on him.
我们就学习依赖他。
It's amazing how he helps us.Sometimes I misplace something and wonder where I put it. And I say, oh, Jesus, where is that? Help me. And you know, I turn around and go in another room and there it is in a side drawer.
这是非常的奇妙。有的时候当我把一个东西放错了地方，我找不到了，我就对主耶稣说，主，那件东西在哪里？主就帮助我，让我想起来。
He wants to lead us in practical matters.
他希望在日常生活中很实际地帮助我们，带领我们。
As well as spiritual matters.
也包括属灵的事情。
Actually, even though I thought my husband was in Canada, and the Lord led us together.
实际上，在加拿大的时候，神带领我，使我认识了我的先生。
He asked me, he came to me and said he had a desire to marry me. And I said, oh, I have to pray.
我的先生到我面前告诉我他渴望来跟我结婚。我对他说，哦，我需要祷告。
I prayed for a year.
我祷告了一年。
He prayed too.
他也祷告了。
And the Lord spoke to me to say yes to him.
主对我说要向他说是。
Just like I would if it were Jesus.
就如主耶稣向我要求一件事，我要对他说是一样。
And so we were married over 30 years ago.
所以在30年以前我们结婚了。
And he had been married before.His wife has passed away since then, and he had adopted 3 sons, and suddenly I became a mother of 3 sons.
他以前结过婚，他的太太去世了，他们有三个儿子，所以我现在忽然一下子就成了三个儿子的母亲。
And now they have sons and daughters, and I have 4 grandchildren.
这三个儿子也有他们自己的孩子，所以我有四个孙辈。
But the Lord's been showing me how I need to take more interest in their hearts being given to Jesus.
主耶稣向我显示，我需要更多的关心这些孩子们，把他们的心献给主。
And maybe many of you have children, and you have grandchildren even.
也许你们当中很多人都有孩子，甚至有孙儿。
And I believe the Lord's message for us at the beginning of this new Chinese year is to pray for our children.
我相信在这中国新年的第一天，主给我们的信息是要为我们的孩子们祷告。
The example of I have of my mother when we were just first graders, she led us to Jesus.
这就是我在我母亲身上所看到的榜样。当我们是还是小学一年级的时候，她就把我们领向耶稣。
I know she prayed for us. She prayed for me when I was dying at 9 years of age, and our Lord healed me.
我知道他一直为我祷告。当我九岁的时候，有一次我几乎要死，神医治了我。
That's over 70 years ago.
那是七十多年以前。
So she was a woman of faith, and I saw it in her life.
她是一个蛮有信心的妇人，我看到了她的生命。
And I believe the Lord wants each one of us to live the life of Christ.At home.
我相信主要我们每一个人在我们的家里来活出基督的生命。
Many of us are interested in evangelizing the world.
我们很多人都对向全世界宣教感兴趣。
Or we're called to the ministry, we say.
我们会说我们被呼召去服事。
But our ministry begins at home.
但我们的事工是从家里开始的。
Oh, some of my dear friends in our work pray with all their hearts.
Oh, 在我们事工里有很多亲爱的朋友，他们是全心的向神祷告。
They pray for the e-school.
他们为网校祷告。
They pray for today's class.
他们为我们今天的聚会祷告。
And that's wonderful.
这是非常的美好。
But it keeps coming to me this weekend how we need to focus on prayers for our own children.
而这个周末，这个信息一直的来到我的心里，我们是何等的需要为我们自己的孩子们祷告。
There's much evil in the world, and the enemy is trying to get children on his side.
在这世上，邪恶正在滋长，仇敌巴不得把孩子们都放在他们自己的手中。
Even our school system in the USA is teaching more of the evil way than the right way.
在我们美国的学校系统，他们教导的更多的恶超过善。
There's much danger there on the.Of pornography on the internet and in the cell phones.
在网上，在手机里有很多邪恶的事情，包括黄色网站。
And recently I heard the teachers say in their classroom, you don't have to listen to your parents. You can do whatever you want. If you want to be a boy, you be a boy. If you want to be a girl, you can be a girl.
最近我听说在美国的学校里老师这样教导他们的孩子，你们不需要听父母的话，你们自己想要怎么样就怎么样。如果你想要做男孩，你就是男孩，你如果想要做女孩，你就是女孩。
The devil knows his time is short. The Lord is coming, and he's trying to deceive people at every turn.
魔鬼知道自己的时候不多了，他知道主耶稣快要来了，他就要想方设法地欺骗人们。
We need to turn to Jesus and cry out to him, save our children.
我们需要转向主耶稣，向他呼求，拯救我们的孩子们。
Not only our earnest prayers over our children, our grandchildren.
不但是迫切地为我们的孩子祷告，也为我们的孙辈们祷告。
But above all things, we need to let Jesus live out his life within us.
而且最重要的是，我们需要让主耶稣从我们里面活出他自己。
Be an example to them of Christ.
在他们面前成为基督的榜样。
Love them the way Christ loved them. He gave his life for them.
像基督爱他们一样的爱他们，他把他自己的生命舍了，为着他们。
Be patient with them.
对他们蛮有耐心。
Show mercy to them.
向他们彰显恩慈。
The whole problem is solved if we allow Jesus to live out his life within us.
如果我们许可耶稣从我们里面活出他自己，所有的问题都解决了。
Yes, we want to be channels of his blessing.
是的，我们想要成为他祝福的管道。
But the channel must be filled in the daily life.
但这管道必须要在日常生活中被充满。
It's a time to examine our hearts.
这是一个检查我们心的时刻。
And see what our priorities are.
要看一看我们的优先事项是什么。
Our Christianity starts at home.
我们的基督信仰是从家庭里开始的。
My husband and I had a very special blessing last year. We received a picture in the mail from one of our sons in Canada.
去年我和我的先生有一个特别的祝福，我们收到了我们在加拿大的一个儿子的来信。
It was a picture of the children, his wife and the children, and our son at the dining room table.
他寄给我们一张照片，那是他的妻子和孩子们在餐桌上的一张照片。
And my son was reading the Bible to them.
我的儿子在跟他们读圣经。
That means so much to Grandpa and Grandma.
这对作为祖父母的我们来说意义重大。
To see our sons pointing their children to Jesus.
看到我们的儿子在把他们的孩子们指向耶稣。
His sons are teenagers. Our other son has just little toddlers.
他的孩子们是青少年，我们另外一个儿子的孩子们是小朋友。
And since his visit with us at the New Year, we found out he's been getting up at 5 in the morning before work and praying. And the little toddler comes downstairs at 5:30 and prays with daddy.
我们发现他每天早上上班之前，早晨五点半就起床了，就起来祷告，而他的小孩子就起来跟他一起祷告。
Oh, it's so important to start pointing them to Jesus. From the time they are born, little ones, they understand.
Oh, 这是何等的重要，在他们一出生，从小就把他们指向耶稣，虽然他们很小，但是他们能够明白。
I think I wouldn't be with you today if my mother hadn't guided me to Jesus.
如果我的母亲没有引导我，让我信耶稣，我相信我今天不会跟你们在一起。
And the Lord has given me many privileges along the way of belonging to Him.
在我一生的一路上，主耶稣给了我很多的祝福，使我全然的属于他。
As I surrendered to Him, years later, He gave me the man of God to marry me.
当我向他完全奉献之后的几年，主耶稣也赐给了我所结婚的这一位先生。
And together we serve the Lord.
我们一起服侍主。
I may be the speaker, but he's the one that prays for me.
也许我是讲员，但他是那一位为我祷告的。
Well, you know, this is testimony time. Right on the dot, 8:30.
现在我们是交流分享的时刻，我们正好是在八点钟。
I want to introduce you to my son, who's visiting from Canada. His name is Michael Weldon.
我想跟大家介绍一下我的儿子，他从加拿大来拜访我们。他的名字是麦克威尔登。
We're both MWs. He's Michael Weldon and I'm Martha Weldon.
他和我们的姓氏的缩写都是一样的，都是 MW。
He came to Ohio from Canada for my birthday.
他从加拿大专程来到俄亥俄州来为我庆祝生日。
I'm going to let him speak to you.
我要请他来跟你们分享。
Hello.
你们好。
你好吗？That's all I know.
我只会说这句。
Good afternoon there, I guess. And it's morning here.My name is Michael.
也许你们中间有的人是在晚上。晚上好，我的名字是麦克。
I have a twin brother. His name's Brian.
我的孪生兄弟的名字叫 Brian.
We were born in the United States in the state of Maryland.
我们生于美国的马里兰州。
Our biological parents were not married at the time.
当时我们的父母还没有结婚。
And they knew that they were not going to stay together, even though they loved us.
虽然他们很爱我们，但他们知道他们不会结婚。
So they, as hard as it was, they decided, in the end to give us up for adoption.
当时非常的艰难，所以最后呢，他们就放弃了，他们就让我们被别人领养。
Our father who raised us, Jim, and our mother, who has since passed away, Judy, at the time were married and in the United States.
当时我们现在的父亲 Jim 弟兄还有他的妻子 Judy, 他们在美国结婚。
They adopted us and then shortly after that moved to Canada.
他们当时领养了我们，后来就搬到了加拿大。
And so have the privilege of being raised in Canada, although being an American citizen by birth.
所以我就有这样的特权，虽然我是美国公民，但我却是在加拿大长大。
When we were 8 years old, roughly, my brother and I,
当我在八岁的时候，
our parents were, got divorced.
我的父母离婚了。
And my dad and my mother, they both, although of different segments of Christianity, they both tried to raise us in their own homes in the right way.
当时我的父母他们都是在加拿大的天主教徒，他们在不同的教会里，他们想要各自的想要照着他们的方式来养育我们。
They both had partners growing up, but eventually remarried into stable relationships.
他们当时都有自己的配偶，所以后来我们就是在不同的关系中被养育。
And when we were about 13 years old, my dad met and married Martha.
当我13岁的时候， Jim 弟兄就跟玛莎结婚。
And she has been a faithful mother in our lives for, I guess it'd be now 34 years.
玛莎母亲是一个非常有信心的母亲，她就养育我们到今天有30年之久。
And I say all that to say, my brother and I have been richly blessed to have had three mother figures, many parental figures.
所以我介绍这些就是说我和我的兄弟我们非常的蒙福，我们在我们的生命中有三个不同的母亲。
And when we were in the early stages, so when we were very young,
当我们很小的时候，
both our mother at the time and our dad strived to raise us up in the fear of the Lord.
我们的父母都尝试着要让我们学习敬畏耶和华。
And our dad in particular would have quiet time and Bible studies with us where we would read the Bible together.
尤其我的父亲要我们来一起来 查经，我们一起来读圣经。
Those times were very important as we recall and remembered and learned the stories of how God has dealt and had grace with his people in the Bible.
当我们回忆起那些时光是非常的蒙福，因为我们学习到神是怎样来带领他的儿女们，怎样的祝福他们，教育他们。
Skip forward many years to today.
我们再回到今天的日子。
I have been happily married for only five years. I got married late.
我已经结婚五年了，我有一个很快乐的婚姻，虽然我结婚比较晚。
My wife has two beautiful children who I am now a stepdad to and a parental figure to.
我的妻子有两个孩子，而我今天也是一个继父。
Lucas, he is 19, and Maya, she is 14.
我们有两个孩子， Lucas 是19岁， Maya 是14岁。
And I am not their biological father.
我不是他们的生父。
And I have to ask myself every day, how can I be the best version of what I am called to be in their lives?
所以每一天我都要求问主，我怎样成为在他们生命中最好的一个父亲，我可以成为的。
In a world full of hip-hop music and TikToks and many other influential things,
在这个世界上充满了流行音乐，还有网上有很多的社交平台。
How can we as parents or parental figures be an influential force or power, an influence in their lives?
作为父母的我们，怎么样才能够成为在他们生命中有影响力的父母？
We have prayer time together when we can, or Bible studies, small ones, together when we can.
我们一有时间就在一起有祷告的时间，还有一起查圣经。
I try to focus on one important truth that I find in the scriptures.
我尽力的来聚焦于我在圣经里所学到的一些最基本的真理。
And try to make that very important and exciting for them to take hold of.
尽量的让这些真理使他们感兴趣，让他们能够理解。
But our even more important is our time of prayer together.
而最重要的是我们在一起祷告的时间。
But the kids are very smart.
孩子们是很聪明的。
Kids today are very smart.
今天的孩子们非常的聪明。
And what I mean is they're looking for something very real.
我的意思是他们在寻找一些真实的东西。
And they are very good at spotting something that's not real or something that's fake.
他们很容易就能够认出那些不真实的，那些虚假的。
And what I mean is, it's important for us as parents to be living the life and be a real figure of authenticity.
我的意思是，作为父母的我们，很重要的就是真实的活出我们应该活出的生命。
And so it has helped me and caused me to always daily bring my life before the foot of the cross.
这就帮助我每一天真实的把我自己带到主耶稣的十字架面前。
How can I speak a word of truth or lead them into the word of truth?In scripture, if I am not also feeding my own soul first.
如果我不是先喂养我自己的灵魂，我怎么可能对他们说出真理的话语？怎么样才能够把他们带到神面前呢？
And a very important lesson to remember.
很重要的一个教训是，
is to watch out for your own pride.
要小心你自己的骄傲。
It is tempting as parents to try to come across as being perfect.
作为父母，我们很容易想要做，成为一个完美的榜样。
But none of us are perfect.
但我们没有一个人是完美的。
When we make mistakes,
当我们犯错误的时候，
it is important to try to humble ourselves and own them.
很重要的是我们要谦卑下来，承认我们的错误。
To acknowledge them,
来认识到自己的错误。
Ask for forgiveness and then keep moving forward.
请求饶恕，然后继续往前。
And your kids will respect that.
你的孩子们会尊重这些。
Because they will see that you're living the life of love for them and will not give up.
因为他们看到了你在活出一个爱他们的生命，你不会放弃。
You will not be able to compete with all the influences that the world has to offer.
你没有能力能够跟世界上这些影响他们的力量抗衡。
But you can strive to make the truths of the Word of God as a force in their life.
但你可以竭力地让神的话语成为另外一个影响的力量在他们的生命当中。
And so that's all I think I'd like to say. But thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity to speak.
所以这就是我想要跟大家分享的，谢谢你们给我这个机会跟你们分享。
I try to look back and reflect on my life.
我常常回忆我过去的生命。
And be thankful for everything that I have received.
为着我所领受的一切献上感恩。
And I am very blessed to have had Martha in my life.
我非常的蒙福，有玛莎妈妈在我的生命里。
We love her very much and are very grateful for her prayer and for her love for us, which is still going strong.
我们非常的爱她，我们也非常的感谢她对我们的爱和祷告，她仍然在为我们祷告。
The Lord bless you. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
神祝福你们，谢谢你们跟我在一起。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
赞美主。I was 48 years old when I married my husband, and suddenly I had teenagers.
当我跟我先生。
Teenagers, 13 years old, twins, and a 16-year-old older brother.
当我跟我先生结婚的时候，我48岁，一夜之间我就有了三个儿子，有两个双胞胎，还有另外一个。
I'm glad you got to hear one of them this morning. They're very dear to us. Their dad has been faithful in prayer, and we want to show them Jesus.
我非常的高兴你们今天能够听到他的分享。他们的父亲非常忠心的为他们祷告，要把耶稣带给他们。
Michael only came yesterday on my birthday. And he has to leave tomorrow after church.
Mike 昨天才来到我们的家来为我庆祝生日，明天教会聚会以后他就要回去。
But I love him as though he were my birth child.
我爱他就像爱我自己亲生的儿子一样。
You see about In 1966, when I was just 23 years old, I had an emergency hysterectomy. They said I would be full of cancer if they didn't do a hysterectomy. And they told me I'd never have children.
在1966年，我二十几岁的时候，当时我有一个子宫出血，当时他们给我做了子宫刮除术，他们说我这辈子不会有孩子。
It was 1966, and I turned to Jesus and said, "What are you saying to me?"
当时是1966年，我转向主说，主耶稣，你在借着这件事对我说什么呢？
And he said these words, that he would be a husband to me, and we would have children. We would have children.
他对我说了这些话，他说他要做我的丈夫，我们一起要有孩子。
But that was a promise he gave me, and I thought that meant the mission field.
那是他当时赐给我的一个应许，我以为他要让我去宣教工厂去做工。
But I had to wait 25 years until 1991 when Jim spoke of his interest in marrying me.
我必须要等25年，直到1991年 ，Jim 向我求婚。
And so the last 33 years or so, 34 this year, we have had a family of with them.
在过去的33年到今年是34年，我们一起有一个家庭。
I want to close in talking to you a few minutes about Mrs. Robinson, who you were reading Radiant Glory.
在结束的时候，我想跟大家分享一些荣耀的光辉的内容。这是罗炳森师母的故事。
There's a chapter toward the end of her book that talks that Mrs. Robinson, though she was married, Martha Wing Robinson, she never had any children.
在这本书的最后有一个地方提到，罗炳森师母虽然她是结婚的，但是她从来没有孩子。
And the chapter is called A Friend of Children.
在中文版的第28章，它的标题是《孩童的朋友》。
I'm so glad she was a friend of children.
我非常的感恩，她是一个孩童的朋友。
Christ living in her life was represented in her love for the children.
基督在她里面活着，表现出来就是她对孩子有着极大的爱。
And she took an interest in prayer for children.
她也对为孩子们祷告很有兴趣。
There were many ministers in the faith homes in those days, and there were many, many children, young and older.
当时在信心家庭里有很多很多的孩子们，有大孩子，有小孩子。
If you read Radiant Glory, look up that chapter and see how she prayed for the salvation.
如果你读《荣耀的光辉》这本书，你可以找到这一章，看到她是怎样为孩子们祷告的。
And sometimes the Lord would give her a word of wisdom that that child must be saved during that year or they would lose him.
有的时候神会赐给他一个智慧的言语，告诉他某一个孩子必须在那一年得救，否则他就会失丧。
An earnest prayer was made and the boy turned to Christ.
所以他们就迫切地为这个男孩祷告，这个男孩就接受了主。
I'm especially glad because my teacher, Mr. Judd, was one of those young children when Mrs. Robinson took an interest in her.
我非常的感恩，因为我自己的老师翟小姐当时也是在其中的小朋友之一，罗炳森师母对她很感兴趣。
My teacher's mother was a co-worker with Mrs. Robinson.
我老师的母亲翟师母是罗炳森师母的同工。
And I got to meet her before she went to be with Jesus.
在她去世到主那里之前，我有机会看到她。
Oh, it was so wonderful.
这是何等的美好。
I saw her once at a dinner table and she had her hand out. She often did that when she's waiting on the Lord.
有一次我在餐桌上遇见她，当时她的两只手伸出来，在她等候神的时候，她常常这样做。
I was sitting beside her at the table. I thought she wanted to hold my hand. So I reached out and she smiled and she held my hand.
当时我就坐在她的旁边，我以为她伸出手是要来抓我的手，所以我就把手伸出来握她的手，她就也来握了我的手。
So I want to speak to you that have never had children.
所以我想告诉大家，她从来没有孩子。
Take an interest in praying for children.
我们需要来对孩子们，为孩子们祷告有负担。
When you meet them or when you contact them in meetings, show them the love of Jesus.
当你遇见他们，或者在聚会里遇见他们，你们要向他们显示耶稣的爱。
So many times when people are greeting one another in church, they shake hands with the parents, but they ignore the 5-year-old, the 7-year-old, the 8-year-old. That's wrong.
很多时候在教会里面，我们彼此见面打招呼，我们会跟对方的父母握手，但是我们却忽略了那个5岁的小孩子，那个8岁的小孩子，这是不对的。
Beware that Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me."
要记得主耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来。
Don't forbid them.
不要禁止他们。
He welcomed them on his lap.
他欢迎他们爬到他的膝头上。
Oh Jesus, we thank you that you are the good shepherd.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们感谢你，你是我们的好牧人。
And you know the evil that's out there in the world.
你知道在世界上外面那些的罪恶。
And how the communist even said, "Give me a child until he's 5 and I'll have him for life."
就像世界上的书上说的，给我一个孩子，在5岁之前，我就要得着他的生命。
Let us take more interest in the next generation.
让我们更多的关心我们的下一代。
Let us reach out to our own children.
让我们来关心我们自己的孩子们。
And as my son Michael said, "Oh, make us real."
就像我儿子麦克所说的，哦，让我们成为真实的。
Let us humble ourselves.
让我们谦卑自己。
And admit when we make a mistake at home.
当我们在家里犯一个错误，让我们承认这个错误。
And live the Christ life 24 hours a day.
在一天24小时能够活出基督的生命。
Jesus, we ask this according to your will and for your glory.
主耶稣，我们是奉你的名，为着你的旨意，为着你的荣耀而恳求。
Amen.
Amen.
We have a few minutes. We can wait in his presence. But before we do, I happen to notice Shuhua is with us this morning. Maybe she would lead us in prayer. I've been in her home. She's a mother that loves God and loves her children.
在我们安静等候神之前，我看到淑华传道也在线上，我们想请她也为我们来分享祷告。我曾经住在她的家，她是有两个女儿，我看到她爱她的孩子们，为他们祷告。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
主耶稣，我们何等的感谢你，谢谢你这么的爱我们。主啊，我们都不是你所亲生的，我们都是你领养来的，可是你用你天上的爱爱我们。哦，赞美你。主啊，你今天 透过玛莎，透过 Mike 给我们很好的示范跟榜样。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主啊，我们要用你的爱来爱所有的人，爱你所量给我们的人。赞美主，哈利路亚。所以主啊，我们来为我们线上所有当父母亲的来向你求当父母亲的智慧哦，让我们有属天的爱来爱你的孩子。哈利路亚，主啊，我们所有的都是你的，所以我们不过是一个管家，你帮助我们有从你而来的智慧，你的柔和谦卑哦，有你属天的爱情来爱我们的孩子们，我们感谢赞美你，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。主啊，孩子没有办法来诉说对你的感恩，就是谢谢你透过玛莎牧师给我们做一个很好的榜样，让我们身为父母的都把孩子带到你的面前来。我们没有办法陪他们到永远，但是你可以，因为你是从亘古到永远都不改变的神。哈利路亚，我们给孩子们最好的财产不是世上所看得见的，主啊，乃是那看不见的，就是你自己的爱。所以在我们爱孩子以先，也求你都更多的来服侍我们这些身为父母亲的，身为师长的，身为教会主入学的老师的哦，让我们真真实实的从你那里领受那智慧的爱、慈柔的爱、谦卑的爱，来爱我们所来爱你所交托给我们的孩子们。我们感谢你，赞美你，哈利路亚。也再一次的赐福玛莎牧师还有他们的家庭哦，他的三个孩子的家庭，主啊，都充满了你天上的喜乐，他们每一个家也充满了神的话语，如同你要祝福我们线上的每一个家庭一样，主啊，让你的话真真实实的落实在每一个家庭，谢谢你来复兴每一个家庭哦，因着你的爱翻转每一个家庭，谢谢主耶稣，祷告奉耶稣的名，阿们，
阿们，哈利路亚，
阿们，哈利路亚。
Ruby, is Pastor Marvin with us this morning?
请问 Marvin 传道在线上吗？
I can't hear you. Yes or no?
I don't know. I'm asking if he's online.
Okay, let's see. Pastor Lin, I want somebody to pray for the fathers.
那么我们请林牧师为做父亲的祷告。
主啊，我们要感谢天下当中，神让每一个人都有一个家庭，有父亲也有母亲，主啊，让我们每一个孩子都能够在家庭的爱的当中茁壮长大，成为合神心意的，特别是在基督化的家庭里面。主，我们为普天下做父亲的，特别是在基督化家庭的父亲来祷告，主。主啊，你是家庭当中的领导，家庭当中的领航。当父亲有纯正信仰，就能够带领这个家庭在属天的祝福当中满满领受从上头来的恩膏。谢谢主，愿主祝福每一个父亲都能够知道自己所有的孩子都是主在我们家庭中托付我们来养育、管教、教导、 主啊，但愿我们能够在主面前，做父亲的能够在主的面前负这个责任，把每个孩子不只是供他三餐以及生活所需所用的，更是要带着他们来到主你面前学习主的样式，让孩子们在父亲的带领下，让他们懂得真理，学习真理，一直到老也不偏离左右。主以色列人他们就是六岁是母亲的责任，六岁以上父亲要负极大的责任，引导跟带领孩子们。主，我们谢谢从圣经的教育让我们知道父亲所扮演的角色，不只是你拥有孩子，而是这是神所托付你的，你就要按着神的心意来养育照顾这些孩子们。谢谢主，特别父亲是家庭的主，如果父亲在这个家庭当中不按着神的心意让孩子们看到这个家的爱，那将是造成第二代的不幸，社会的乱流。主啊，但愿我们在主你里面每一个父亲都蒙主的祝福，每一个父亲都从神你属天的智慧你的爱能够好好领受来养育我们的下一代。谢谢主耶稣，要祝福普天下的父亲们，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name.
谢谢你耶稣，荣耀归给你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. You are the one who fills us.
哦，主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你是那一位充满我们的。
We pray you make our homes our mission field.
我们恳求你使我们的家庭成为我们的宣教工厂。
We will be simple and real.
好，让我们简单真实。
To allow you to live out your life within us.
让我们许可你从我们里面活出你自己。
In the daily life,
在日常生活中。
One day at a time, with Jesus.
一天一天的过，与主同行。
Bless each one this morning.
求你祝福每一位。
Give them a new year blessing.
赐给他们新年的祝福。
Breathe fresh oil upon them.
向他们吹气，向他们高抹新鲜的膏油。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
God bless you and Happy New Year.
神祝福你们，新年好。
Enjoy your New Year's celebration.
享受你们新年的祝福。